Enjoy listening to Designing Your Life Today, featuring Pat Counsell, the show that inspires you to live from a position of power and win by increasing your wealth, improving your health, and by building fruitful relationships. It's all about doing life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is your host, Pat Counsell, and this is Financial Friday. We are going to talk about money today. Our topic for today is the truth about money. That's a big deal. It's really interesting that people want to have money and they actually need money, but they don't want to talk about it, or they like to pretend it's such a big secret. But today we're going to talk about some of those truths as it relates to your money. That's right. I'm peeking into your wallets and to your purses, and we're going to talk about money. Before we get to that, I want to remind you that August is right around the corner. And during the month of August, our theme is going to be Back to the Basics. If you have not signed up for our Power Up Today newsletter, you want to sign up to get those success strategies, those goal achievement strategies, and top tips from, or tips from, some of the top achievers throughout various industries. So we are going to really bring you a lot of information, but it's not going to be information overload. I think it's going to be fun. So we're going to have some fun with it throughout the month of August. So be sure and register for our newsletter, Power Up Today. We're actually going to make it a little bit easier. Usually there's a box that pops up and you can go ahead and register for it. However, sometimes the box doesn't pop up, so I think we're going to put it on our homepage so that you can actually see it. But in the meantime, all you have to do is go to the Power Club and you'll see it, Power Up Today, and go ahead and click on that link and get signed up. It's everywhere throughout our website. We want to make it easy for you to connect with us so that we can connect with you. Hey, our goal is to help you reach yours. That's what it's all about, isn't it? All right, let's talk a little bit about the truth about money. It's time for some truths to come out, right? Listen, we hear a lot about money these days, and then there are times when people say, you know, money is not the most important thing in the world. And it truly isn't. It's not the most important thing in the world. Your spirituality, your connection to God, so that you can have a better understanding of who you are as a human being and connect with universal principles, spiritual principles that will take you to another level in your life. That's where what it's all about. It's aligning with those principles so that you can be your highest, at your highest and best. So no, money's not the most important thing in the world. However, let's be honest. This is the truth here. It does contribute to having better relationships. It contributes to you having better relationships, not just with your spouse or with your loved one, but also with family and with friends. I mean, how can you really hang out with your friends if they're flying off to Vegas or flying to Los Angeles, or they're off taking trips, going to New York shopping, and you don't have any money to do that? Or even if it's not that extravagant, how about even if it's just them wanting to go to the movies? If you don't have any money for your own popcorn, hey, you're not sticking your hand in my bucket. So it's really important that you have your own money. All right, I'll share a little bit of my popcorn, really. But you're still not putting your hand in my bucket. All right, that's a whole nother thing there. When I go to the movies with a friend and sometimes they want to share popcorn, well, to me, the best popcorn is right on the top. So then when they start digging in it, all I can imagine in my head is that they're eating the best popcorn and the rest is just not as good. I know, it's a quirk. But anyway, the truth of the matter is, when you go to the movies, you want to have your own money to make your own purchases. So although money's not the most important thing in the world, it does contribute to having better relationships and happiness. Now, I want to clear something up. Money won't make you happy. If you're generally not a happy person, if you're like a miserable person, a constant complainer, all money's going to do is amplify that. It's going to make you more of who you already are. Because money has a tendency to give us a false sense of security, and it makes us think that we are untouchable. people. So whatever it is we are, if we're more generous without the money, we're going to be even more generous with it. If we are stingy and mean and rude without money, well, that's going to get amplified too. However, if you're generally a happy person, then your happiness is going to improve if you have money, because you don't have to worry about paying your bills, and you don't have to worry about things happening if your car breaks down or any of those things, because you know you have the money. So that's those are a few less worries that you have to keep put in your mind to occupy that beautiful mind of yours. And here's another truth about money as we continue on. Most people actually want it. And I've already said this, but most people want it and need it, but they actually pretend that they don't need it. They never admit that, listen, I want to have more money. I want to make more money. And quite frankly, that's one of the issues with people in the, a lot of times in sales. They know that they can make a lot of money if they make the sale. However, a lot of times they're afraid to ask for the order, or they're afraid to ask someone to purchase their product. Well, first of all, the question becomes, do you really believe in what you're selling? And is it something that's going to benefit a person? Secondly, if you do, then why aren't you asking? Oh, wait, because you don't want to bother people and you don't want to ask them for money. Because we've been taught that it's not okay to talk about money. It's not okay to really ask for money. And it's not okay to ask for money if you haven't worked for it. Now, I'll just put that out there. Listen, you're not entitled to take someone else's money because you've decided that you don't want to work, or you've convinced yourself that, oh, the whole world is full of doom and gloom and there are no jobs and there's nothing out there for me. Listen, God made you and he knew what he was doing when he made it such that you would be able to take care of yourself. But that's a whole nother subject. Now, so most people want money. They need it, but they pretend they don't want it. And you want to not do that if that's you, okay? Because if you really want to have money, especially if you're in business or if you're in sales, go ahead and ask for what it is you want. Now, here's another thing. Now, and when people get it, sometimes they don't know how to keep it and they don't know how to make it grow. So that kind of falls under the same lines there. Even though people pretend they need it, but they pretend they don't want it, or they pretend that everything's peaches and cream. And they also, when they do get it, they don't know how to keep it and make it grow. So they're going to run out and be without it again and right back where they started from, pretending that they have it. Listen, if I want money, I'm going to ask for it. Especially if I'm giving a service, if I'm doing something to help someone, I'm not going to give away my gifts and talents free. And for whatever reason, people are under some illusion that you're supposed to do everything, in the name of charities, in the name of nonprofits. Listen, nonprofits are so not nonprofits. They are profitable. So don't give away all of your talents. And I'm not saying you shouldn't volunteer. I'm not saying you shouldn't do things to help, because I like volunteering. I like sharing my gifts and talents, and I don't always get paid for it. However, I get to decide when I want to do something free. Now, here's the thing. Everyone, another truth, everyone who wants to can become wealthy. Now, this is a good truth, isn't it? We're going to kind of make this sweet and salty along the way. Everyone who wants to become wealthy, they actually can. They simply have to follow a proven system. So all you have to do is follow a proven system. And the thing is, I've got to put my little caveat, my little beware thing in there. Knowing what to do is actually not enough. If you have this great system and knowing what to do, that's not enough. Or you can follow the system. You got to have the confidence that will allow you to do what's necessary. So you have to have the confidence to follow through. I've seen people that spend thousands and thousands of dollars on these systems, and these systems are great and the systems work. But you know what? They actually don't do the work. They don't follow through. They don't stay the course. I mean, come on, let's be honest. How many times have you actually signed up to be a part of a direct sales company, but then all of a sudden you realize, wait a minute, I've got to ask people for money. I've got to actually sell this stuff. I've got to talk to people about buying this stuff. I have to make connections. I've got a network. And here's a great system that I could follow. And if I followed it, I would get this most amazing return. So I mean, how many times have you gotten into it and done nothing with it? When I was in with a particular direct sales company, there were lots of people on my team, and some of the people that would come in, most of them worked really well. They did a great job. But some of them would come in and for whatever reason do absolutely nothing. And I'm thinking, why did you sign up for this? Why did you even come into this game? Because you saw a system that worked, but guess what? They didn't do the follow through. They didn't follow the proven system because they didn't have the confidence that will allow them to do what's necessary. So the truth of the matter is, where am I going with this? Is that if you don't have the money that you want, perhaps there's something in you that's preventing you from taking that bold action that's necessary for you to increase your income. Here's another one. Most people have never taken the time to define what wealth truly means. What does it mean to have money in this case? Because wealth is about more than just money. But most people have never taken the time to define wealth in the truest sense of the word, nor have they taken the time to define, just on its most basic level, what does having money mean? Could it be having enough money just in case there's an emergency? Could it be the number of cars that you want to own? Could it be the number of houses? You want a winter house, a summer house, or you want a house for all four seasons? I mean, what does it mean to you? If you actually put some thought into it and take the time to discover what money truly means to you, then here's what will most likely happen. You're going to find reasons to earn that money. Once you sit down and put a meaning to the money. A lot of times people shy away from making more money because for whatever reason, people have been convinced that money is this awful, evil thing and the people who get it are crooked and mean and bad. And that's not true. All right, some of them are. Okay, some of them just need a spanking. I'm just saying. But the truth of the matter is most people worked and they worked to get that money. And so can you. So take the time to define what wealth means to you. Here's another one. To get wealth, you have to change your thinking about money, about your finances, about investing in yourself and wealth. Now, I'm going to ask you a question here. I mean, for those of you that are listening to this, how many of you actually invest in you? Or do you expect to get everything free? Or every time something's offered free, you jump for it. You go and download it. You go and listen to it. You go and there's nothing wrong with that. I don't want to judge you. There's nothing wrong with that because sometimes we've convinced ourselves that there's no way we can get the money to invest in ourselves. And sometimes we just don't have it, but we got a starting point. The starting point is, hey, just help me out a little bit. Give me some information free so that I can get going. But then there're the people who actually get the free information and that's all they want. Free, free, and more free. And so when they want more free information in exchange for doing nothing when it comes to themselves, in other words, in exchange for not investing in themselves, your return is still going to be very small. Why? Because your energy is not where it needs to be so that you can bring in the money that you want to bring in. So to get wealth, you have to change your thinking about money, finances, investing, and overall the overall concept of wealth. You know, I want to share this with you as we start to wrap up for today. Having money has nothing to do with your education, your nationality, or your startup capital. If you don't have any capital, you know, that has nothing to do with it. If you want to become successful, believe me, the only thing that has to come into play is your mindset initially. How you think about money, how you think about where you're going. And I mean, and let's be real. Sometimes there are things that we want, and for whatever reason, there's a deserve level issue going on. And just the thought of going forward, boldly stepping out and taking the necessary actions to get the monies that you want, to get the life that you want, just the thought of doing that scares people. It makes them afraid. And so these are some truths that you really want to pay attention to and that you want to ask yourself, do any of these apply to me? And I mean, people are fighting these days over money, who's getting what. And this whole thing, and I mentioned this on the show a few days ago, about white privilege, you know, and all of this other stuff. Listen, and I said it once and I'll say it again. The ability to make money is about mindset. Okay, your mind, it has nothing to do with whether you are Hispanic, African American, white, Indian. It doesn't matter. Native American, it doesn't matter. Okay, it is about your mindset. And if you're listening to this saying, okay, that's so not true, well, there it is. Your mindset is so not wrapping around the idea that you are greater than you're giving your own self credit for. Okay, so you're right. It's not true if you don't think it is. See, so these are some truths that you want to look at. You want to open your mind. You want to make some decisions about yourself and about your life and where you're going. Don't buy into everything you see in the media because people are trying to convince you that you're less than, or they're trying to apologize to you for whatever reason. And I'm thinking to myself, what are you apologizing to me for? You don't even know me. You haven't done anything to me personally. Okay. Nothing, worse than what I'm doing to myself. So the key is to shift your mindset. And I know some of you don't like hearing this, but hey, you guys know I love you, right? You know, I want the best for you. We're all about going for highest and best. And you don't get to the highest and best by having somebody, treat you like a little baby and you can't handle things. You're a grown up. Let's talk grown-up talk. All right. The truth is that the faster you work on transforming yourself, the faster you'll be able to start creating the things that you want. And in this day and time today, it's easier than ever to become wealthy. Years ago, we had an excuse. Early 1900s, mid-1900s, even some of the late 1900s. So we had an excuse. Why? Because we didn't have the good old internet in the form it is today. We didn't have a lot of the programs that exist today where you can actually get started without any money and you can work your way forward. When I started this podcast, I started it on Blog Talk Radio. And Blog Talk Radio, I started with the first 30 minutes. The first 30 minutes are free. So I started with the first 30 minutes. And from there, I made money. And then, of course, I purchased my time because you get more benefits and you can produce a better show. And so I started doing those things. And then, of course, now I'm completely independent from Blog Talk Radio. And I've positioned myself to where I can really take my income to that next level. So you have to start somewhere, and that's okay. So it's about you deciding, you know what, I'm going to transform myself and I'm going to do it as quickly as possible. I'm not going to make some lame excuse. I'm not going to be a big whiny baby. I'm not going to blame someone else. I'm not going to sit back and woe is me. Oh, you know, I didn't grow up with my dad. I didn't grow up with my mama. And I can make, and I know I'm making fun, but I'm not making fun of you personally because that was my life. I mean, I was raised by my grandparents and my mother skipped town on my brothers and I when I was 5 and my older brother was 6. And my younger brother was much younger, not even walking yet. And that's not to judge her. I loved my mother. So the thing is that, but what I'm showing you, I'm mentioning this to illustrate to you that there are no real excuses that are, let's say, that are valid. I mean, come on, let's just get real. If you really were to be honest with yourself, okay, take a full day and write down exactly what you're doing to earn money. And write down, first of all, be aware of the kind of lifestyle that you really want. Once you made yourself aware of the lifestyle that you want, write down what you're actually doing. And then compare that work ethic to the lifestyle that you say you want. See if it matches. See if that will bring you exactly what it is you want. If not, make some changes. And if you don't know what changes to make, then you've got to connect with people that can help you get to where it is you want to be. And I hadn't really planned to mention this, but hey, why not? You know, our Power Achievement Club is great. I've been telling you all week long about the Life Perspective Power Sheet, which is absolutely free. You can go and download that and get a snapshot of your life, and you could do it each quarter. And so you could kind of track your own life and track your own transformation and see where you need help in certain areas. If you guys listen to our Tone It Up Tuesday, you know that I have a personal trainer. Why? Because, you know, speaking and all the different things that I'm doing, you know, I wasn't eating properly. And And when I was eating properly, I was eating way too much. And there were things I was eating that are healthy, but they're not, they were eaten out of order. So my point is, I had to invest in me and go get a personal trainer. So I'm not telling you to do something that I haven't done and that I'm not doing. I'm all about transforming and becoming my highest and best. And as long as I am on this earth, that's what I'm going to do, as long as I'm able. Now, the final truth that we have is there are two, is that there are no shortcuts. I know. We think they're shortcuts, and I don't get this one. For the life of me, I don't get it. People always want to take the shortcut, and they hear about some get-rich-quick scheme. And time and time again, these have never worked, but people still, you know, put their monies into it, put their life savings into it, because they think they're going to get rich overnight. Here, let me help you out with that. You reap what you sow. And if you don't do any work, you're not going to reap a harvest. If you don't plant any major seeds to bring you the crop that you want, you're not going to get it. It's just as simple as that. It is a universal principle. It is a spiritual law, and no human being can violate it, bend it, break it, or whatever. You can't even trick it. You can try and be tricky with it. Still won't work. Final truth that I have for you is that most people don't have money because they are too inhibited. And let's be honest. I mean, they're afraid to step out. They're afraid to take bold action. They are afraid to really open up and go for what they want. And they're too busy living in the safety zone. There's not a lot of wealth in the safety zone. There's a lot of not a lot of money living in the safety zone. Now, I'm not telling you to go crazy and walk in and quit your job on Monday and say, you know what, that's it, I'm out of here. And you know you have like 5 cents in the bank. Well, that's just not wise. So don't do that. But what I am saying to you is that, listen, map out an exit strategy. Be prudent with the steps that you take, but take some very bold steps. Do not hold yourself back. Don't hold your life back. Don't hold your success back, because guess what? You're built by design to win. And whatever gifts and talents, whatever in your heart of hearts you've always wanted to do, open up, let it flow, let it go, make it happen. Okay, I don't have a rhyme with happen. So anyway, a word that rhymes with happen. Okay, get to snapping. There it is. So anyway, you guys, listen, that's all I have for you today. These are some truths about money. Take a look at yourself and see where you could stand to up your game a little bit. And it's not about working hard. When I say up your game, it's not about you working super hard. It's about you paying attention to your life. It's about you making wiser decisions. And it's about you deciding that you're no longer going to be inhibited, but that you're going to do life with power. You guys have a great weekend.